This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. A new study says women are outperforming men in the secretive world of hedge funds. The consulting firm Rothstein Cass report says hedge funds managed by women had returns more than 6 percentage points better than other hedge funds. Meredith Jones wrote the report and joins us. Good morning, Meredith.
Good morning.
So first, it is a small sample size. Most hedge funds are run by men. That's another issue. But tell us, though, what did you find that set these female managers apart?
Well, what we really feel sets them apart is their ability to handle market volatility. There have been a lot of psychological studies that say women tend to be more risk-averse, and as a result, that may mean that they're better able to position their portfolios to handle market volatility. In addition, the women that are managing money tend to manage smaller pools of capital, and so research has shown that smaller funds tend to be more nimble, and again, that nimbleness may equate to the fact that they're able to better handle market volatility and thus put up better returns.
You mentioned that funds managed by women tend to be smaller, and you see that as a reason for their success. That kind of goes against the popular image of hedge funds of having billions of dollars at a time, making huge bets, going for, you know, enormous risk, that kind of thing. How is it they're able to be successful on that smaller scale?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I think when people think about hedge funds, they do think about the billion-dollar club. But when you look at the landscape of the hedge fund universe, what you find is that there's actually a relatively small number of funds that are over $1 billion. Smaller managers have smaller positions within their fund, and therefore they are able to move in and out of positions without attracting attention. They are also able to move in and out of the market more efficiently because their positions don't have any impact on a particular stock or bond or company. Now, the other part of that, too, is that smaller managers tend to be able to concentrate their positions into their best ideas. They're not holding money in cash because they don't have, you know, enough ideas to put their money to work, and they're not having to farm money out to people who may be more junior in the organization or people that may be running strategies that aren't really complementary.
Okay, Meredith Jones of Rothstein Cass, interesting findings. Thanks so much.
Thank you again.